The presidential election has been the most divisive in memory. And in the age of social media, whether you like it or not, you can find heated debate and name-calling every time you log into Facebook. From January 1st through August 1st, 100 million people on Facebook in the U.S. generated 4 billion posts, comments, shares, and reactions about the election. 4 billion. And according to the company, more than 1 billion of those posts occurred in July alone. We're joined by Issy Lapowski, who covers business, tech policy, and the election for Wired. Hi, Issy.
Hi.
So all of those posts, those billions of posts and reactions and all of that about the election, it sounds like it's hurting friendships on Facebook.
I think it really is. And you see that in particular this election cycle because you have two candidates who really have historically low favorability ratings. So I think that it's driving people apart in a different way. In the past, you know, you disagree with your friends about ideology and about policy. But I think this is really getting to sort of a gut instinct level about who these people are as people and whether or not you actually want them as your friends.
What does that tell you, though, that we've gotten to the point where just because somebody likes a different candidate that you want to unfriend them on Facebook?
I think it's not just that somebody likes a different candidate. I think it's these two candidates. People believe that, you know, what you feel about Donald Trump or what you feel about Hillary Clinton actually says something about who you are, because these people are very polarizing figures. Donald Trump's policies are particularly polarizing, and Hillary Clinton, just as a public figure for decades and decades, has been polarizing. So I think that it's driving people apart, not just because it's a different candidate. You know, we've seen past elections, and certainly Obama, Mitt Romney wasn't as contentious as this one. This election season is very ugly, and that's playing out in people's personal lives as well as in the public sphere.
Do we have any data yet about how many people have been unfriended in the course of this election?
I have been asking Facebook that same question, and they say they do not collect data on whether there's an unfriending spike during election cycles. Not sure, you know, whether or not that's true or if they just don't want to show how ugly it can get on their platform. But anecdotally, you know, I've been asking around, and if not unfriending, people are certainly muting other people who they disagree with on Facebook. I think that people feel like Facebook is becoming this place where they log on and suddenly they get really anxious about what they're seeing, and they get nervous when they get a notification on a political post that they've posted. And so they want to sort of remove that anxiety from their daily lives, and they do that by unfriending people in the most extreme cases and muting them in lesser cases.
And of course, this election is not the first time that people have had Facebook for an election, but also for major issues where people come down on both sides. There have been obviously a number of mass shootings in this country, and people start voicing their opinions about gun control and gun rights. The Supreme Court decision on same-sex marriage, people posting on both sides of that issue. But you're saying this is still different.
I think that we've definitely seen a polarization of Facebook friendships when it comes to issues like gun rights. The one thing I will mention about Facebook is a lot of us tend to be in this sort of echo chamber where if we happen to be gun rights supporters, then a lot of our friends are gun rights supporters. If you feel the opposite way, then so do a lot of your friends. And Facebook's algorithms are trained to show you the things that you're most likely to like, the things that you're most likely to share, the things that you're most likely to comment on and agree with. And so I think a lot of us tend to see like-minded views. So it becomes all the more shocking when you see something that isn't, because it just seems so out of place. It seems like, who are you showing up in my timeline disagreeing with me and all of my like-minded friends? I think we're definitely seeing that with this election cycle, but you definitely see it with issues like Black Lives Matter and gun rights issues.
It does make you worry about the ability of Facebook to deliver news to people if the algorithm plus the fact that you might not want to see this opinion or that opinion is going to make you only see the things that you already agree with.
Right. Facebook has a lot of choices to make around where it sits in the news industry because it is this huge vehicle for delivering the news now. You know, a huge majority of people, particularly younger people, now get their news primarily from Facebook. And if you're logging onto Facebook believing that you're getting all the news and the most unbiased version of the news, then yeah, it is a problem because you're not necessarily seeing all the news. You're seeing all the news Facebook thinks you want to see and Facebook thinks you might like. So Facebook's been grappling with that, especially this election cycle. Earlier in the election cycle, they were accused of a bias in their trending topics portal, that they were, you know, limiting how much conservative content was being seen. They've made a lot of changes to their trending topics portal since then, in hopes of fixing that. They invited Republican leaders, conservative thought leaders out to Silicon Valley to meet with them to talk about these issues. So this is something that's definitely on Facebook's mind. It will continue to be.
So, Issy Lepaski, I'm going to ask you to be an advice columnist for us for a second here, because if somebody's listening to this and thinking, well, you know, I hate to admit it, but that's me. I don't want to see things that I don't agree with, and I've unfriended somebody because they've posted something about the candidate that I don't like or something bad about my candidate. What should that person do if they do want to see a wide range of opinions?
I think that your first option is to try to have civil conversations online. I think it's a lot easier for these conversations to get really ugly online than much uglier than they would in person, because you're not looking at somebody face to face. You're not taking in the whole human being. You're just looking at those words in that little chat box, and then you have however much time you need to come up with, you know, the most biting response. I think the more people can treat these conversations in the same way they would in person, that can lead to some more civil discussions, maybe some people seeing eye to eye. I mean, on these most contentious topics, on gun rights, on gay rights, on even election 2016, I think most people's ideas are pretty entrenched. But at least you can preserve your friendships if you approach these conversations in a more civil way.
That's Issy Lepaski, who's a staff writer at Wired. Issy, thanks so much.
Thank you.